I'm Rick Hansen with a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. Ottoman Police Chief Matt Starmer yesterday reported two people were arrested on disorderly conduct charges. 17-year-old Adam Richard Finley of Ottoman was arrested July 19th, while 19-year-old Zachary James Ratliff of Ottoman was arrested July 26th. Ratliff was being held in the Ottoman County Jail pending an appearance before a magistrate. Finley was cited for the offense and referred to juvenile authorities, but he was arrested again July 23rd for allegedly harboring a runaway. Finley was transported to the juvenile detention center where he was being held on both charges. And on July 28th, Ottoman police arrested 24-year-old Justin Dean Fubble for trespassing. Fubble was cited and released on a promise to appear in court. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reported yesterday his officers arrested a local man late Wednesday evening on a felony assault charge associated with a domestic relationship. 35-year-old Eric Brandon Weiss of Clarinda was taken into custody without incident at around 8:45 p.m. Weiss was being held without bail in the Page County Jail pending an initial appearance before a magistrate. He was arrested after a warrant was issued for his arrest subsequent to an investigation of a domestic altercation that occurred on Sunday, July 26th, between Weiss and an adult female who resides with him. The female alleges that she was choked by Weiss during the altercation. An Elkhorn man faces charges stemming from an investigation into an incident that allegedly took place on July 1st. The Ottoman County Sheriff's Office said Thursday 21-year-old Dylan Michael Jagger was arrested by Shelby County deputies on an outstanding warrant charging him with providing alcohol to persons underage and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Jagger has appeared before a magistrate and was released from custody. Officials at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce say volunteers are still needed to help make the August 8th Atlantic Fest event a big success. Positions they need to fill include the pop stands in the park after 1 p.m., during the pedal pull from 1 until 3 p.m., and selling raffle tickets throughout the day. In addition, MCs are needed to introduce daytime entertainment during the event. The chamber will provide you with a script. If you and or your significant other would like to volunteer as an MC or MCs, call the chamber at 243-3017. For all of the other positions, email the chamber at chamber@atlanticiowa.com to volunteer. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Image Committee has presented Complementary Care, Health, and Wellness with a Community Improvement Award. The award recognizes the successful efforts to improve a property in the Atlantic area. Weta Weimer, Executive Director of the Chamber, said Dr. Carrie Sauser dedicates a lot of time and passion to her building and garden to create a welcoming environment for her patients and a beautiful facade in the community. Susan Retz, CCHW Marketing Director, said she encourages everyone to stop in and see the many ways they can help them feel their best, look their best, and live their best naturally. She says their health food store is open to the public, and besides Dr. Carey's practice, they offer massage, reflexology, oral bionomy, healing touch, and more. The Community Improvement Award is given to a business that takes pride in making Atlantic a welcoming and beautiful community by continuing to improve its appearance. If you'd like to nominate a business or community member for a Community Improvement Award, contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 243-3017. Iowa farmers who want to better understand weed resistance are invited to a series of workshops beginning on Monday. Iowa State University Extension is sponsoring Weeds Week at its 5 research facilities statewide. Angie Reek-Hines, an Extension field agronomist for 9 counties in north-central Iowa, says virtually every grower in the state could benefit from attending. She says they are having a series of workshops with hands-on stuff to help those farmers and ag retailers to manage for herbicide resistance. She says this is a big issue in Iowa as they're seeing more weeds becoming resistant to herbicides every year. It may cost a chemical company millions of dollars to create a new herbicide, and Hines says it doesn't appear that we should hope for any new products anytime soon. She says that they know that in the developmental pipeline there are no new chemistries or sites of action that are out there, and they want to make sure to preserve our existing tools in the toolbox, our herbicides, as well as some other practices we can do to make sure we have a good weed control in the future. The workshops include sessions on identifying the weeds, hands-on educational activities, and tours of plots. The programs will be held Monday at the ISU Research Facility in Crawfordsville, on Tuesday in Lewis, and on Wednesday in Nashua, Thursday in Sutherland, and next Friday, August 7th in Boone. You can learn more at the website www.aep.iastate.edu/weeds. And Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey is encouraging Iowans to take advantage of fresh fruits and vegetables available at the more than 220 farmers markets in Iowa. As part of National Farmers Market Week, which runs from August 2nd through the 8th, as part of the National Farmers Market Week, Northey highlighted the WIC Farmers Market Nutrition and Senior Farmers Market Nutrition programs. Those programs provide eligible low-income seniors as well as women and children in Iowa with checks that can be redeemed for fresh, locally grown produce at authorized farmers markets and farm stands from June 1st to October 31st. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship administers the program in partnership with the Iowa Department of Public Health and Iowa Department on Aging. For more information, you can contact Paul Overham, Program Administrator, at 515-242-6239. Northey also encouraged Iowans to take advantage of the free Iowa Farmers Market app for smartphones that can help locate farmers markets in your area. The app allows users to find the farmers markets closest to you by using GPS location or to search for specific farmers markets by city or zip code. Once you have located a market, you can view the hours of the market, browse a list of vendors, and see a phone number and email address of the market manager. App users can also leave reviews of the market and vendors and upload their photos to share with others. The app is free to download and is available through Apple's App Store and Google Play by searching for Iowa Farmers Market. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.